Let's stay with your mouth and teeth for a moment and to a revolution in dental care which might be coming to a dentist near you. One of the pioneers is Dr. Peter Arsenault, who's head of the Operative Dentistry Department at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in Boston.
What we're doing is trying to set a higher standard of care. Years ago, a dentist was almost like a carpenter.
Drill and fill.
Well, kind of. So pretend we're at home, we're sitting there watching television, and we notice the wallpaper peeling back. And so you curiously go over and remove the wallpaper and cut through the drywall, and you see a piece of rotted wood. And Saturday comes, you open that up, you cut that piece of wood out and put a new piece of wood, and then you close it all up, and it looks great, and you're the hero. But 6 months later, that same thing happens in that same spot again. And so you scratch your head and you say, what's going on? What it really is the termites, we never remove the bugs. And dentists were behaving like carpenters. Now we're behaving more like the medical approach, where we're removing the bugs and removing all the homes for these bugs and the nooks and crannies. Then we replace the wood, and then we can increase the level of prevention, and the bugs never come back. Dental disease, dental caries, is the world's most widespread disease. And the knowledge we have today, we can halt this disease and reverse it. And there are many instances where the decay is not so deep, we can actually freeze it, remineralize it, and reverse it, and never have to put a drill or cut into that living tissue of the tooth.
One way of doing this is an approach that's called Cambra, not Canberra, but Cambra, C-A-M-B-R-A. Peter Arsenault again.
Cambra is an acronym, and it stands for Caries Management by Risk Assessment. When a new patient comes in, we assess their level for caries risk through a simple one-page questionnaire. And after going through this questionnaire, we can determine whether this patient is high, moderate, or low risk for caries. And with that, we prescribe a plan.
So tell me what sort of questions you ask people to assess their caries risk.
When's the last time they've had decay? The number of carious lesions or decay spots in their mouth. And we look at their dietary habits. Are they drinking soda at every meal? Do they have a high carbohydrate or sugar diet? If you would think of it as a seesaw or a balance, what we try to do is simply minimize the risk factors and increase the protective factors. Years ago, what we did in dentistry, when we saw a small bit of decay, we would watch it, and we would watch it grow, and then we would cut it out of you. But now we have all these different tools, these different chemotherapeutic agents, which can stop the bacteria that causes decay. It can kill it. It can reverse decay.
What are these agents?
These agents are minerals. The decay process starts off through a process of demineralization. And we see early clinical signs of maybe white spots on the tooth or little halos, and that's a loss of minerals. By using these chemotherapeutic agents, calcium, phosphate, and fluoride together, they'll add back the minerals or constituents of what a tooth is.
So some people develop chewing gum that will deliver these.
Chewing gum has a component called xylitol. And xylitol is a sugar derived from birch trees. And that was derived around World War II, where in Scandinavian countries was a shortage of sugar. And so these very smart people found they could derive the sweetener from birch trees. And some years later, it was found that these folks were not getting dental decay, and found out xylitol actually will kill the bacteria Streptococcus mutans, which cause decay. And so now we're using that as one of the chemotherapeutic agents. In fact, the American Dental Association recommends we use 5 to 8 grams of xylitol per day. Xylitol in a stick of gum is probably about 0.5 gram to 1 gram. So gum or a lozenger is recommended 5 to 8 grams per day.
And how do you deliver the calcium?
The calcium comes in a paste, and that would be calcium, fluoride, and phosphate. And there's a variety of products out there.
How different is it from regular toothpaste?
The difference is one or two of the varieties does not have a dentifrice or a scrubbing agent or an abrasive grit. And there are some that do have that in it, so you can actually substitute as your main toothpaste. The ones that don't have the scrubber, you would simply apply it after your toothpaste, and you would not rinse it. You would just work it around your mouth, floss it in between your teeth, and then just expectorate.
And so when you study, first of all, the reliability of the assessment, how accurate it is at assessing risk, and also whether or not your interventions make a difference and reduce the rate of dental decay, what do you find?
In terms of scientific evidence and knowing the chemistry of what causes decay and what constitutes a tooth, this is all evidence-based work, but it's newer evidence. And what we're showing...
Nobody's done a randomized trial yet.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that, and we're gaining more concrete evidence, and it is the standard of care now across dental schools.
It just still sounds a bit abstract. What's the difference in approach?
It depends on your risk level. We can actually even culture your mouth and see the bacterial levels and put almost a quantifiable approach to this. A lot of dentists out there really don't know about this yet. It's still very cutting edge. But if you came into my private practice and you had a small area of decay and you were low to moderate risk and you were motivated, I would say instead of cutting into that tooth with this drill, would you be willing to try this paste and use xylitol gum or lozenges? And if you're willing to and you're motivated, and I'd say let's check it in 3 to 6 months with another picture. But you need a motivated patient and a motivated practitioner to do this.
What's the role of mouthwashes?
Alcohol in mouthwashes is contraindicated. At the dental school, we use alcohol-free mouthwashes, but mainly it's a mechanical rinse you're getting. And this
is not really doing anything for the underlying disease.
Not really, in my opinion. What's very important in the mouth is saliva. You know, these days people are living longer and keeping their teeth longer, and more people are on medications. And there's over 1,000 medications that cause dry mouth, or what we call xerostomia. And when a pH drops to the acidic level and a dry mouth, that's when the decay process occurs. So if we can neutralize the pH, keeping the mouth moist, adding in xylitol, adding in these remineralization techniques, we even have antimicrobial rinses that we can use if there's a lot of bugs. All of these tools combined and keeping plaque levels low, improve hygiene, and removing the nooks and crannies where decay will fester, we can really halt this disease. The other positive thing is we have many new dental materials, what are classified as glass ionomers. These materials have fluoride in them, and they actually uptake fluoride when we have fluoride rinses, fluoride toothpaste, and they hold it and release it, much like a lithium-ion battery will recharge. Say if you had a spot that we had to restore. We could use one of these fluoride-based materials and bond it to your tooth, and that would uptake fluoride and release it. And so by eliminating these nooks and crannies and hiding spots of bacteria and incorporating these various chemotherapeutic agents, neutralizing the pH, we can really win the war on dental decay. If you don't choose to deliver this, it's substandard care. And if you came into my office and you had a whole mouthful of decay and we never talked about this, never offered it up, and you just kept coming in every 6 months with more and more decay, I'm negligent. We shouldn't practice with dollar signs in our minds. We should practice as if that was a family member, if that was you in a chair, your sister, your brother, your mother, and you want to make sure you give the best care you can.
Peter Arsenault is head of the Operative Dentistry Department at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston.